Welcome on and all once again to Duo Worlds in episode 153. I am joined this week by Martin.
Hello.
And making his return from sabbatical, Daniel.
I'm back.
Daniel was missing because he lost the keys to his house and he couldn't get past the Gamergate. Terrible joke aside. We're here to talk games and all the wonderful things that happened this week, except for that thing, which is the only mention we're going to have this week. So, again, we had another week full of great new releases, a ton of them. I'm so happy the strike period's finally over this week with Destiny. It's been way too long since a major release came out.
I played a bit of stuff, just not, like, three major things.
But,
yeah, new, actually, okay. Yeah.
What did you play then?
Since the people didn't get back to me for a review copy for Daniel, I decided, I don't know if I have time to review it, but I still want to try it out, so I bought Hateful Boyfriend on Steam.
Yeah, every time I see that, I keep on thinking it's a typo, but it's actually an O instead of an E.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like, you know, when Japanese people translate English words into their language, that's why.
Fair enough.
And, yeah, it's an...
Well, it's just visual novel, right? It's kind of a pun. Hateful Boyfriend is kind of a pun because it's supposed to be like Hateful Boyfriend, but
yep.
Hato is Japanese for pigeon.
Yeah, that as well, yep.
So there you go, there's that mission.
Yeah, and it's a visual novel in which you try to date pigeons.
The premise
is absolutely bonkers, and the writing is actually really funny, I think. There's some real funny stuff in there. And it's just really fucking stupid. It's not that long. I think I played through it twice already, but they have a bunch of different endings depending on what you choose and stuff, and if you are into this visual and all stuff, that's of course part of the fun to see all the different variations and reactions you get out of. I already had like one really sad story, one story in which some form of big school's conspiracy was apparently happening. I don't know. I assume I can probably learn more about that in a different playthrough. Yeah, there's some really weird things going on. Also, they love the puns, so I hope you love reading stuff like anybody, everybody, nobody, and stuff like that.
I'm a fan of a bad pun if it's done well.
It works in this game, I think. And yeah, it's really stupid, but in the right way. I think the pricing is also kind of alright. I think I paid like €7.99 for it or something, and totally fine, I think. It's not like it's super expensive. A fun thing. The other thing I tried a bit, but sadly I haven't played much of it just because I need to boot into Windows for it. I should probably play more of it, is Lethal Leak.
A really bad night out.
Lethal League is it was a flash game at some point, and they made it like a full game. It's like it goes for this trend of like these smaller multiplayer titles. It's up to four players. You choose character, which everyone has a special move, and it has the setup of there's a baseball, and you can hit the baseball, and you basically try to hit your opponents with the baseball, and every time a baseball is hit, it gets faster, and you can hit it in different directions and stuff. And every character has a special move he or she can use, and yeah, it's a really like fast-paced game. Some people have compared it to like said like it's like a mixture of like Smash Brothers and what was the Neo Geo game called again? With the power disc, fucking hell.
Asking
Windjammers. Windjammers.
Okay.
Yeah, like a mixture of Windjammers and Smash Brothers. And yeah, that kind of fits. It's pretty fun. Also, unlike most of these smaller multiplayer titles, actually has online, and it uses GGPO, which is pretty good.
Isn't that the good, the fighting game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it works really well. I have played a couple of online matches, and they work really well. So that's actually really cool. So if you don't have people to play it with locally, you can actually play this game online. So that's really cool, I think. And the other thing I played was Metro Redux. And yeah, those Metro games are really good. If you want like single player FPS, those games are probably the best ones I've played in years.
And I finished last night, not the Redux version, and Metro 2033 that plays like last night is exactly what I want, so I might pick that up at some point.
Yeah, it's super cool what they did with Metro 2033 in the Redux edition. So it basically graphically it looks like last light. There's no difference there. And the cool thing is they not only have like now the different difficulty levels, but also like three modes in which you can play the game. So you can two modes. I mean, I think it's just even harder difficulty level. So you can in each of the games you know can choose if you want to play in survival mode, which means you have less resources and you probably have to use stealth more. Using stealth is also a bit harder and stuff like that. Or you can play Ranger mode, which is a bit more action-oriented, so you have more ammo, more filters for your gas mask.
No, Ranger mode is where you have no HUD.
Oh, sorry, I meant Spartan.
Spartan mode is...
Spartan
yeah.
mode is what I meant, yeah. Ranger mode is the highest difficulty level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it takes the HUD away and crap. So if you're very masochistic, then that's exactly...
So yeah, that's actually something I like. So you can slightly change the way the game plays with these two modes, and then you can even further customize your game through those difficulty levels. I think it's really great that they give people that option. Since I played the original Metro 2033, but not in pretty, I decided to now play it in Spartan mode, because basically the original was more like the survival gameplay, which I liked. And, yeah, Spartan mode was a bit easy for me, so I probably could have picked the higher difficulty level, but it was still super fun. And, last light, I decided, since I liked the survival aspect of Metro, to play in the survival mode, and, that was also super fun to play it that way. I actually had, like, trouble, like, a couple of sequences where I really had trouble with my ammunition and how much I could use and stuff, and that was really fun, I thought. Not something FPS games these days actually use as a gameplay device, actually having to think about your ammunition and how you use it. So yeah.
Why would you want to try to force people to think while playing video games?
So yeah.
That's not why I buy video games!
So yeah, both games are really great, and if you want to play, like, a good single-player FPS, definitely pick that up.
Those games look really fucking good as well. Jesus.
Super pretty on PS4 and also a nice 60 FPS, which is super cool. And rock solid. I mean, these guys know what they're doing, apparently. Also, it's not that expensive, right? I paid €40 for both games. I think that's totally right, especially if you think about how much work they put into the first game to basically remaster it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a heck of a deal. What about you, Daniel? Have you been playing anything new?
I haven't been playing anything new, but I did watch the AVGN movie, if that's of interest to anybody.
But the you wouldn't movie? Watch the Angry Video Game Nerd movie.
Oh, I see. And?
But he wouldn't watch Heavenly Sword for
well,
us.
Well, I can't. I actually can't in this country, so screw you, Earl. I went to look at the page on the Sony Entertainment Network, and it said, sorry, it's not available in your country. So I was like, oh, well, I guess you don't want it to succeed after all. Anyway.
Well, I've seen the trailers. I don't think they were trying to tell
I guess so, but I guess they did me a favour then. So,
how bad is it?
How bad is it? It depends on really. It depends really on what you expect out of it. If you expect a $50 million Hollywood movie, then obviously you're going to be really disappointed. But if you like films that are kind of cheesy and have practical effects, and I'm talking like all the vehicles in the game, obviously when you see them up close, they're real vehicles, but if you have like a wide shot of them like falling down a mountain or something, they use a toy car. That's how practical it is.
I personally, let me tell you my expectation. I would hope it's really B-movie, campy, in the trauma direction. That's
like
what I would hope
like
for.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't take itself too seriously at all. It's not like, somebody asked me, oh, is it just like a normal episode, but an hour long? No, it's like, it's an actual adventure that the character has. It's not just an episode. Like, they sort of frame it around, like, everybody wants him to do E.T., but he doesn't. So that's how that works. Yeah, if you like B-movies, if you like cheap films that are made just for laughs, then you'll probably like the AVGN movie. It's cheap, it's DRM-free, it's on Vimeo for $10. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll pay $10. Or it's $5 if you want to rent it for a day. Although, if you're paying $5 to rent it, you may as well pay $10 to, you know, keep it.
That's the thing, though. I like some trashy movies. Not all of them. It's just, and especially if someone tries to be trashy, it sometimes is like, it feels too forced, so...
It's not forced. Like,
okay.
It's like...
I know he's a big fan of trauma,
yeah.
I think. So he gets the style, you think?
It's not forced, but I think he gets it. Like,
okay.
Because it's just kind of like, you kind of chuckle at it because you know it's bad, and you know that they know it's bad.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, and there are some good, there's actually some decent acting in it as well.
Okay.
It's not all terrible.
One more question. How can you actually obtain this film?
Yeah, you go to vimeo.com/on-demand, and there'll be a big ad for it. And you
pay, it's through Vimeo.
Yeah,
okay.
You pay for it through PayPal or with a normal credit card, and then you can either stream it from Vimeo there and then, or you can download a HD copy.
Okay, that's actually
and it's
pretty good.
DRM-free, so you can do whatever you want with it.
What's the quality of the HD
720p.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a decent film, if you don't expect too much out of it, that is. I mean, if you're a fan of the Angry Video Game Nerd, and you like the humour, then I would check it out. You can't really... It's a good 2 hours.
I think for $10 I'd buy it.
Okay. And at the very worst, you support a guy that's very earnest in what he, you know, he likes to make films. He finally got to make the film, a feature film, which was his dream. You know, you get to support an earnest guy, at the very least.
That's true.
Okay, since we're talking about that real quick, I just wanted to bring up what I've seen recently with regards to video games. I have not seen the Heavenly Sword movie yet. Well, if you know me, you know my taste in movies is pretty questionable as it is. And I will watch most anything, but bad animation for some reason pisses me off, and I try to avoid it as best as I can. That said, I have seen a new Tekken movie. Tekken 2, what is his name? Kazooie?
Kazuya?
Yeah, whatever, Revenge.
And Kazuya.
That guy. This is a prequel to the... Tekken movie, the live-action Tekken movie that came out in like 2010, 2011. And
so we are talking live-action here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
because I always think, like, other than people talk about the older movie, because I saw it, I think about the rendered one. Blood Rebellion, or whatever it was called.
I've never seen that one. Is it any good?
No.
Oh. Okay. I will.
But I would assume it's probably not worse than the films you saw.
I was going to say I would preface this with the fact that I actually do enjoy the live action Tekken movie. It is one of my personal favorite bad movies because it believes in itself and it takes itself as serious as it needs to be that movie, this does not have any of that spirit.
Oh, dear.
This does not have any of that budget. This feels like not even a cheap TV show. This looks like something somebody puts together when they have no place to shoot but one location. It's very, like, there's no extras, there's nobody on set. Half of it's spent in the desert, which is usually always a huge sign that a movie has no budget because the desert takes nothing to make up. And it has nothing to do with Tekken until the last 10 minutes of the movie when they introduce Hayashi.
Hayashi,
there we go. And that is pretty much it. And then it ends on a cliffhanger. And my thing was, like, they're threatening you with a sequel to this film.
How bad is it that we live in a world where a Tekken film sounds like it has a lower budget and worse production values than that angry video game nerd film?
His whole bit is that they think they can build a franchise on that bullshit.
Well, I was going to say, we don't have this in the news because it's not really related to what we talk about, but there was an interview with Ubo this week where he's talking about how these companies just give him these properties and don't check up on it once he gets them. And this is why you end up with crap like Tekken. And I mean, I can't blame him because he's getting money to make these movies. Nobody's telling him to make it good.
Oh no, I will just talk about how terrible his films are. I'm not blaming him.
No, and
I can still critique him for his films, though.
He's a very interesting personality, but yeah, it's also another one that's on video on demand. Actually, I think all of these are video on demand. Heavenly Sword is also video on demand. Like you said, it's on PlayStation Network, and I believe it's also on certain. I think it's on Play Store and iTunes.
I just think it's so weird that, like, I mean, the AVGN movie, like, James Rolfe could never make an AVGN episode ever again, and I'll be satisfied with just having the movie be the end. Whereas you talk about Tekken 2 threatening you with a sequel.
Which, like I said, I enjoyed the first Tekken movie. I enjoyed Honesty for what it is. It knows what it wants to be, and it has fun with it. It even, Tekken is a fun game, but mimicking those costumes in real life is really stupid, Tekken. But they did it, and it worked somehow. I think because they were so earnest in believing, we're just going to go with this and have people believe this is for the best.
Have you watched the King of Fighters film?
Yes, I actually enjoy that one, too.
Okay. I just wanted to ask if you have.
I've seen most video game films. It's a terrible habit of mine. But you know, like I said, my taste in movies is questionable. And for better or worse, video games make the best worst movies because they're all terrible.
So wait, have you actually seen all those Uwe Boll video game films?
Oh, I've seen most of them. I've seen House of the Dead. I've seen Post 2. I've seen Blood Rain.
I think the only one I've seen
Have you seen Alone in the Dark?
No, I've not seen Alone in the Dark yet.
Okay, that's one of the few I have seen, and God, did it bore me to death.
Yeah, I need to see that, and I need to see,
Postal, which was terrible. Well,
this isn't
having seen Postal is probably too much to say. I think I've seen 30 minutes and couldn't watch it anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say, the only one that I haven't seen that I want to see, I think, is, I mean, there are a few, I think I still need to see Wing Commander, which isn't him.
No, but that's a terrible film.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
I've never seen the Far Cry movie either, which I think is him.
Yeah, Far Cry is Uwe Boll.
Far Cry is
Uwe Boll,
I mean, Wing Commander is incredibly sad because the director was actually the guy who made the original Wing Commander games.
Well, I mean, to be just because you can make a video game doesn't mean you can make a movie, which I think is part of the problem.
But you would think that he would actually know what made those games good, and especially the stories, but he doesn't even get any of that right.
Oh, I don't know what to tell you. I will say this much. Next year, this Heavenly Sword movie, which I will watch eventually, because this is the same company that Sony's trusting to do Ratchet & Clank and to do the Sly Cooper movie.
Yeah, Ratchet & Clank will probably be the one you will get me to watch, because I still really like Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah, next year we have the Hitman movie coming out.
Another one.
Yes, another one. Yes, there was.
Is it a reboot or are
it's
we
a
trying
reboot,
to do
I believe.
Okay.
A reboot of a thing that had one film.
Didn't they do like a sequel that was direct to DVD or something?
I've never actually seen the first Hitman. Because
it's bad.
I was about to say, from what I understand, it's not. It's bad in that weird way. In that there's bad, and then there's like bad where nobody cares, so nobody talks about it. And
that is exactly my problem with those Uwe Boll films, though. I mean, there's the bad, ridiculous bad, which can be entertaining because how much fun you can make of the bullshit you see on screen. And there's the bad that is just incredibly unentertaining and dull. And that's usually what Uwe Boll films are.
House of the Dead I would firstly recommend because I think it's one of the few video game movies that actually uses the video game footage in the game.
I've seen that sequence. I think that was enough for me.
Yeah, I was about to say, because at the time, I believe House of the Dead itself was like 5 years old when that movie came out. And now we're, 15, 16 years away? No, we're more than that, because House of the Dead 3 came out in 2000.
Also, the Dead was like 95, 96 or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, so we're almost 20 years away from that, and that game does not hold up well. So you can imagine how bad it is in contrast to live action people.
Okay, apparently that was just the one Hitman film. Somehow remember there being like a direct-to-video thing.
Well, to be fair, based off of some of these video game movies, I wouldn't be surprised if you thought you were just seeing a bunch of terrible movies at once because they take forever to end. And maybe one day we'll do an actual show on all these movies because, like I said, I've seen a lot of them. I've seen the Mortal Kombat, the Street Fighters, Tomb Raiders, the Doom, Mario.
To this day, I will defend the first Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I like
think that's a perfectly fine and entertaining film.
The ones I enjoy.
It's probably the closest any video game movie has any gotten to its source material.
I think Prince of Persia is up there as far as like getting its source material right with some of the game.
Yeah, but it was too long and boring.
Yeah, but yeah. I like the first Mortal Kombat film. I like the first Street Fighter film. I like actually most fighting game films. They actually turn out pretty decent.
It was kind of easy to make a fighting game film, though, because you just have people fight each other.
I had to review Legend of Chun-Li, and that thing...
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh, that was terrible. It's not even terrible. It's boring as hell. Like,
dude, I had to... I think I took 5 breaks during that film.
And Chris Kine is terrible in that
film. I just remember, I think I wrote a whole paragraph about Chris Klein.
I've seen Trees with Yes Wood in his acting, and that was just terrible. And I was excited for it, because like I said, it was after the first time I'd seen the first Street Fighter film, which is how this whole...
And it probably is less close to the game than the first film, which is quite an achievement.
Yeah, whatever. But yes, and just to kind of chug into the site and kind of, I will be doing a preview of all the upcoming video game films on the site over the next few weeks and months. We're using Blockbuster Bytes. I started off with Heavenly Sword, which is like 3 weeks out from when it came out. I think the next one is Hitman. We have Assassin's Creed soon, Warcraft, we don't have this in news again, but there was word of the Asgardian, Shadows of the Colossus movie that
We should probably do like group review things, at least of some of those that we think could be watchable.
And
by that, I don't mean the Heavenly Sword film.
I was going to say, again, to kind of plug it, there is an article on the site which I think is the top 7 most watchable video game movies, because I don't consider any of them great, so I'm not going to put best.
No, I meant the ones that are still coming out.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. We can look into,
I think the Ratchet & Clank film could be watchable.
My problem with the Ratchet & Clank film... Oh, okay, no, that's different. It's this is an origin film, so it's before the first game, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
also, a Ratchet & Clank film making that at least somewhat funny or something seems easy to me in theory.
Yeah, because as I say, one of the problems with Heavenly Sword, even though I haven't seen it, is it pretty much retreads the plot of the game. Like, I don't want to watch an adaptation of the game's cutscenes cut down to 2 hours.
Mm.
And again, my biggest gripe with it is the animation, but I am going to watch it at some point. Probably not this week or next week. I'm going to find an excuse not to watch it for as long as possible. It's up there with Marvel's animation as far as like things that just piss me off when I watch them. But since we've went on this huge tangent, let's talk about the news for the week. Because there was actually some decent news out this week. And I guess to kick it off, we're going to kick it off with the most popular video game movie. Resident Evil Revelations 2 was officially announced this week. Which is not the movie, but it is the most popular video game movie franchise.
Yep.
Good. Maybe Capcom will realize what makes a Resident Evil game good.
It's not the movies.
Well, I mean, like, and it's not even the games nowadays. So that's the thing.
Yeah, Resident Evil...
I wanted to talk about Revelations 2, because we also got some info out of that magazine thing. There's some things that sound interesting to me. I find questionable. I think it's cool that we are playing Claire. Actually, we have two female main characters, which is kind of cool. We have Claire and Moira, which is the daughter of Barry Burton. And then they say it's again being playable cooperatively, which would be something I'm not too keen on. Especially not when we say, like, yeah, Claire's gameplay will be a bit more have to do with fighting, and Moira will be more of a support character, but how much fun will that be for the person that has to play the support character? I don't know. But they also say that it will be more survival horror than action, like in Resident Evil 5 or 6, which, again, sounds good. But then I saw the screenshots, and it doesn't look that great. It really looks like a game that definitely has its origins on the last generation of consoles. So, I don't really know what to think about this game at this point.
Well, I mean, as far as I can tell, this is the good part of Resident Evil in the video game space right now. Like, a lot of people are fans of Revelations 1 because it has...
Oh yeah, I like the first Revelations.
Yeah, so I think people are okay.
But that wasn't co-op.
Yeah, but I think co-op is just the thing they're trying to do because it is... I mean, as much as people hate on them, Resident Evil 5 and 6 are still the most popular games in the franchise.
6? No.
As far as sales go, it's sold...
No,
it's,
not even sales.
You're telling me that 6 beats 4? I don't believe that.
I think in sales, 6 has sold more than 4. I think it's come short of 5, but it has sold more than 4.
I am pretty sure you're wrong there.
I'm pretty sure I'm not, but we are not going to... But yeah, it's interesting. But didn't Revelations had a co-op mode, or did it have some type
of... It had, like, a separate... thing where you could play with another person. It was like a mission mode.
Okay.
It wasn't the main story. You could play with another person, which seems to be the case here.
Okay. I guess just kind of getting any of these other announcements out of the way. I guess that was all you knew. Oh, no. Sony had their pre-TGS press conference this week. I'm not sure why.
And boy, was it awful.
But why would you do it?
Yeah, because Sony announces that the PS4 has no games this year. Again.
We kind of knew it. But why was it 2 weeks before TGS?
I don't know. And they also have another one right before TGS.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
So maybe this is just a warm-up act. I don't know how you...
There were a few interesting things, but for the most part, it was like Japanese pervy games that are just cross-gen titles or Vita ports.
Don't say that to anybody, because people will defend those pervy games, and it's frightening how much people get offended when you call them pervy games.
I never understood that, because, like... Like, and I thought this about, like, Killer is Dead and Senran Kagura Burst, right? Is, like, you can like those games. It's perfectly fine to like those games, but you can't, like, why can't you just admit that they're just a little bit creepy, you know?
Yeah, especially, I mean, that's pretty much most of the Vita sign-up.
Like, if I there are anime that I like, which has stuff like that in it, and I will admit that that stuff is creepy, right? But I'm not gonna defend that, you know?
Yep.
I don't know.
Don't enjoy games that are all about that, and that's why I call them party games.
Yeah, it's weird that that's basically the entire Vita lineup, except for the indie ports from PC, which is a shame.
I was especially weirded out when they carted out their only Japanese Morpheus or Morpheus announcement, and it was like this schoolgirl thing. Jesus.
And they were like, it's okay, you get to fucking do the same to a guy. It's like, that doesn't make it okay.
No!
That doesn't make it okay at all.
Being equally exploitative is not great. You're still exploitative.
Damn it.
But yeah, I mean, I haven't watched this because I heard it was terrible. It was like 2 hours and it doesn't sound like that much was worth it, but there was some quality announcements. I guess the big one was the announcement of Dragon Quest Heroes for PS3 and PS4.
Which was the funniest thing ever, that announcement. Even for me, like, it started out with the Dragon Quest music, everyone I saw on Twitter got excited, and then very shortly after was all action RPG, so excitement immediately went a little bit down. Then the Omega Force and was like, oh, fuck this!
yeah,
it's basically a Musou game.
Yeah, I think the,
really?
I think,
what makes you think that? I don't think you should prejudge games like that, Martin.
I think a lot of people are.
And even as someone who likes Musou games, it's disappointing.
Oh dear.
I think people are looking at this more as so for this game and more looking at probably the future of Dragon Quest probably returning to PlayStation consoles. I mean, that's a possibility. I don't worry. It's really hard to say because I can't see, because right now the PS4 isn't setting the world on fire in Japan.
Yep. I could see it personally as a test bed for them.
Yeah, maybe if, but yeah, like, if anything, I mean, granted, Dragon Quest games get announced and it takes forever to come out, so Sony can turn things around. But based off of this performance, like, this is still cross-gen. This is PS3 and PS4. They announced Persona 5.
I thought that was just PS4.
I know, isn't it? I thought Dragon Quest Heroes was for both.
Let me check. But continue.
I was going to say, like, they also, Persona 5 is also cross-gen, correct?
And that's really cool.
Well, that's really actually cool. A cool announcement, yeah. Because that's a good game,
and nobody was expecting
and I mean,
to PS4
that's
either.
Not an announcement that's important for Japan, that's more an announcement for the West, because last-gen sales are slowing down, so having that on next-gen is actually
smart. And you know what? That's a thing on my list for what to get on PS4, because Persona 4 is really cool, so that's on my list now. I don't have to...
Nah, it's Heroes is exclusive for PS4.
Okay, that's not what IGN says.
It's what the article I just found said.
It says it's called Dragon Quest Heroes and it's coming to PlayStation 4 as well as PlayStation 3 in 2015. Let's see, there's
that's
a Troya.
That's true, IGN says that, that's true.
There's a Troya here, let's see what
maybe Nova. IGN is just corrupt.
No, it's PS4 and PS3 at the end of the Troya.
Yeah, okay, then it is.
Yeah,
so
I think...
again, super disappointing.
Yeah, so I think Japanese developers are still, because there's no system to move to. They can't move to the Wii U because that's not selling.
Yeah,
well.
but the problem is if you don't commit, that new console will also not move.
Yeah, but to be fair, it should.
No,
it should,
that's the typical Japanese super conservatism.
Yeah, but I feel like it should be Sony's responsibility to get these people to move forward. And it's not like Sony's really supporting this console much with their Japanese output.
Well, Sony,
right now.
Sony's Japanese output has not been anything for years.
Yeah, that's true.
So you should be counting on that.
But if you can't do it yourself, have other people do it. Like they're the one publisher who hasn't done a Platinum game exclusive. Granted, Platinum doesn't sell well, but it's something. I mean, they have
and
people
if
now,
I was Sony, I wouldn't care either, because, let's be honest, it would probably sell enough and do well enough without Japan. Because
yeah, they're doing well enough outside of Japan.
They're doing well enough. Yeah, but I'm just saying, for like, something like Dragon Quest, or even something like Tales of, or any, you know, franchise, like Monster Hunter, for example, I can't see Capcom putting it over to PS4 if the sales don't pick up. And people want a console Monster Hunter game.
Yeah, well, actually, I think Monster Hunter, I mean, obviously Monster Hunter is obviously the go-to thing because the Japanese can't get enough of that shit. But I think that Monster Hunter is the prime target because those games are really cheap to make.
And yeah, they're cheap to make because they keep on using the PS2.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying is, like, what they do is to just use the port of the Wii U version over and just make some changes to it, like they always do, and then that's it. You've got your PS4 Monster Hunter.
We shall see. What else was at their TGS thing? I know there was a bunch of Japanese...
The other thing I thought was cool was that the new Minano Golf was coming.
Oh, yeah, but they just said it was coming. They didn't say anything else beyond that, did they?
They showed a bit of footage from it, I guess. It's supposedly, like, open world. I don't know what that exactly means for a golf game, but...
You get to beat somebody
down cool?
with your shot.
I don't know. I like... what it's called in America, Hot Shots Golf. I like that game. It's super fun. So I'm interested. And that's actually a game that's just coming to PS4.
There
from Japan.
Go. From Sony.
From Sony. We got also an announcement of the Japanese date for Bloodborne, which is coming out February 5th.
Which is really, really soon.
Yep. I mean,
that is really quick considering when they announced it.
During Gamescom, they said it's everything you're seeing will be coming out in the next 6 months. So yeah,
Crazy. I mean, it kind of works in the theory that this game was originally supposed to be revealed at TGS last year.
Yeah, exactly. But for whatever reason, was kept out of it.
Yeah, but here we are, and you know, like I said, I've always advocated for short. I don't need to know about a game 2 or 3 years before it comes out. This is like, oh, it's here, it's going to be out in a couple of months. Go have at it.
Yeah. It's still haven't confirmed when it's coming out for the West, but I would assume they are aiming for Q1. Probably not February. Maybe they say bring it out here in March, because in February we have the order and what else was coming out in February that was important for Sony? There was something else.
There's a lot of stuff coming
out. I
really
know right now.
I think Batman.
Yeah, anyway, there's a lot of stuff coming out in February. So maybe they are thinking, like, let's bring it out in March. I think at the latest this will probably be out here in April or May, I would assume.
Do you know what is coming out in April? Mortal Kombat 10.
Yeah, I actually know.
Looking away Goro for pre-orders is a dick move. I don't like that.
Well, we'll get
to that. I'm super excited for Mortal Kombat. I think I already talked about how much I liked what I played, but yeah, locking like a character behind a pre-order, I think that's pretty lame.
Especially a franchise mainstay. He's been there since the first game. Yes. Not a playable character, but he's been there since
the first game. If it was some dumb bonus character that was specific to a system that is excluded from like tournament play anyway or something like that, then I would be fine with it, I guess. But this is not a fan. Not a fan.
Yeah.
That being said, I will probably pre-order it because I already said no. So
yes, it's a dick move, but I'll engage it anyhow. And I think we all kind of call this. April has become Warner's month for fighters. Mortal Kombat 9, I think MK versus DC and Injustice are released in April, so it makes sense to continue that. It's a great month because there's usually no other competition whatsoever. April 14th.
It has worked well for them so far, so.
Yeah. Why? Because a lot of games come out in March to hit that thing, and then there's nothing in April, and then May gets one or two, then nothing. Yeah. So it's nice to see people spread their wings. And again, it's nice to see somebody give you a date this far in advance. I mean, granted, it's not that far in advance when you think about it, but it is like 7 months.
And we will probably have a continued plan with announcements of new characters and stuff. So
fighting games are perfect for that kind of rollout. I mean, if you think about Smash Brothers, that has been doing updates for about a year and a half now.
Also, it's smart to bring it out that time frame because it's before Evo. So you basically guarantee your game will be played at Evo.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of going back to the Ash point, it is also an announcement of a game that's coming out within a year from when it was announced. Because it was announced it would be for E3 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I guess while we're talking about fighting games, and I'm sure everybody's going to be super excited for this one, Dead or Alive 5, Last Round.
Oh,
another port for the PS4 and Xbox One, which I was really fond of on the Gaff Twitter when people were like, at least this is next-gen only. I'm like, yeah, but it's a game that's already been out for a couple of years for other people.
Yeah, basically just an updated version of a fighting game that kind of nobody plays.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Don't think it's that great as well. I played a bit of it.
Once you hit 12, I think most people kind of get over the fake boobs. I've played it a couple of times, and my biggest thing with it seems to value counters more than fighting. So a lot of times, it's not even... you just wait until the other person attacks, and countering is so easy in that game.
I don't know if that's actually something I like, the countering system. It's just... I just don't think it's a well-designed fighting game in the sense of balancing and how the moves work and all that stuff. I just don't think it's as good as its competition. If I want a 3D fighting game, I'd rather play Tekken than Dead or Alive.
Yeah, I'd rather play anything. I don't own any Dead or Alive because those are the type of games that I'm just embarrassed to have in my collection in general.
I played a lot of Dead or Alive 2, which I think was tremendous. Back in the day, but the downfall started with Dead or Alive 3.
Yeah, do you play Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball?
Yeah, I actually did. It's terrible. I only rented it out of curiosity. It's a terrible game. Also pervy as shit.
Yeah.
Which comes to no surprise, I would assume.
Yeah.
Speaking of pervy as shit, Bayonetta 2.
Bayonetta is...
Congratulations, Nintendo, you managed to sexualize Star Fox.
Wait, I've seen DeviantArt.
I guess not that bad, but...
I mean, people obsess over Crystal way too much on that site.
Which side?
DeviantArt.
It doesn't matter.
That should have been your first response. But, yes, they had a Bayonetta 2 Direct this week, and there wasn't a ton of new information revealed. I mean, most of what we've known about this game, they've been pretty good forthcoming with this information. It's also been about 2 years since it was announced, so we've had it out there for a long time. They went into more detail with the online co-op, which is its own mode. You can play as Bayonetta, you can play as Jean, and you can play as Rodine.
Which is actually
kind of interesting when you think about it, because right now the three playable characters in the game are two females and a black dude, which would probably make it bingo for equality.
Would make Gamergate's people's heads explode.
They went into more detail with the pre-order, not the pre-order bonus, but the Bayonetta bonus, which a lot of people were confused about. And they finally cleared it up, at least for us. I think Europe is still kind of iffy.
Because some retailers say it comes with it, and some retailers say it doesn't, and people don't know where to buy from.
What comes with what?
Bayonetta 2. Because thanks to your country, Martin...
It's not just my country. You could assume it's because of the PEGI rating, because even the PEGI rating of the two games is different.
Yeah, you can buy Bayonetta 2 without Bayonetta 1, you can buy Bayonetta 2 with Bayonetta 1, and then there's also like a special edition.
Yeah.
So
it's basically because the ratings of the games are different over in Europe. Bayonetta 2 has 16 rating in Germany and the whole of Europe, and 18 rating for the first title.
You know, PEGI get on my nerves, you know? They don't even do anything. That's why, because there are so many eShop titles that just don't come out in Europe because, oh, we can't submit to pay. Fuck you.
But apparently in Europe it will be like, you will get like this Bayonetta 2 without the first title, then the edition with the first title, and the first print edition which has both titles, and coming in this weird book thing, and it's limited to like 15,300 or something like that.
And I know, so I know people that have bought multiple versions of that, just in case.
I'm waiting on the pricing on those things, but Amazon has still not updated anything, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's crystal clear for us, though. We have one edition, it comes with Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2, and if you buy it online, there's going to be some funky discount where you basically save a penny if you buy it online.
For me, it's the thing of a pricing is like, if the collection of Bayonetta 1 and 2 costs more than what you guys pay, then I'm just getting the single game, because it will be cheaper. And I already played the first game.
Yeah. So, gaming looks great. New trailer, which cut some of the best trailers in gaming. I think partially because they actually used their gameplay, which is batshit insane usually.
Yep. That was a really fantastic trailer, I have to agree.
Yeah, and like Daniel said, new Nintendo costumes. There's, I think Star Fox is exclusive to Bayonetta 2, but Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2 both share Peach, Daisy, Samus, and Link.
I suppose it's not a Mario one.
Well, that's Peach and Daisy, I guess.
No, I mean like one of Mario, one from Mario, the franchise Mario, but one of Mario, you know?
Yeah, I probably thought that this probably...
Although it would have been funny to have a Waluigi costume for Bayonetta, that would be great.
That's not going to be sexy at all.
what I was saying, Waluigi is the sexiest Super Mario character. I don't know, if people don't get it, you should watch that Jim Sterling thing.
Yeah. I see that. Speaking of sexy video games, Run Sackboy Run has been announced for the Vita, iOS, and Android.
I saw something complain about it.
I saw something complain about it,
and I was like, you should be glad that Sony is making any games for the Vita. Be grateful you're getting this. It's basically like Rayman Jungle Run, but Sackboy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound bad necessarily.
Yeah, no, but it's just more of a complete write-off because the Vita should be getting proper games and not phone games, you know?
Yeah, that was kind of my thing when this was announced. It's like, I don't mind. Like, you know, it's a good thing. It helps build anticipation for a Little Big Planet 3. But if you're going to... It feels so cheap for like one of the premier game publishers in the world to just copy everybody else and they bring their games over. Because they did the same thing with PlayStation All-Star Iron, where it was like Endless Runners.
I don't know, I'm not super, like, bothered by it, because we already know the Vita is done, because Sony has said so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I meant more, because they also ran this to mobile devices as well, which isn't going to help the Vita at all. But it's
whatever.
Like, you're exposing people to this, and I did hear a joke, which I kind of agree with, is, like, somebody's like, they're finally going to have good jump physics.
Might be true.
Burn.
But yes, it seems like a terrible, terrible cash grab. Like, we haven't seen the game. I just think the idea of Endless Runner, a Little Big Planet, sounds weird. But whatever, it's Sony, and these games, I assume, don't take many resources, and it does build brand. It should build brand awareness. I have no idea if it does, because I don't know anybody who still plays PlayStation All-Star Island. Speaking of games that serves no purpose. New Ninja Turtles game was announced this week. And if you're keeping track at home, this is, and I could be wrong, this is the fifth Activision-produced Ninja Turtles game in a year. That is...
And it's way forward, so it's basically a dice roll on whether it's going to be any good or not.
Yeah, I think they're in for a bad game now, because they tend to alternate. Because they have like one team that does really well and one team that just does crap.
Although you can guarantee if it's a way forward game and it's an Adventure Time game, then it's going to be shit.
Well, I was also going to say, it looks like this game The new platform is the 3DS, and they're porting it to the PS3.
Oh, dear.
The only thing they've shown is from the 3DS version. I hope it's the 3DS version. Yeah,
that's weird. But they're saying it's Metroidvania-ish. That's something. Right?
Oh, I know.
It's such an empty term. But, yes.
Here's a tip. If you want a Metroidvania game, right, on your 3DS, buy SteamWorld Dig. Because it's actually good.
That game is so good.
I was going to say, buy Metroid.
There are also Metroid games on the 3DS?
I think Metroid's on the 3DS.
There's one Metroid game. It's the original one.
I think just Metroid. I mean,
you should not buy just Metroid at this point.
I was also going to say, I guess it depends, because technically I have Metroid Fusion, but that's not for everybody, because it was an ambassador game.
Yeah. Just buy SteamWorld Dig.
Or if you have a Wii U, there's a ton of Metroid games there. Yes, I believe the Wii U has Metroid, Super Metroid, and Metroid Fusion all up on the eShop.
They should get original Metroid, because it's not ready.
Yeah, and Super Metroid's pretty much considered a fancy remake of that. And if you want, there's also Guacamelee, which just came out. So there's a ton of other Metroidvania games out there.
Yep. Guacamelee is also really good.
Cave Story's another one that's kind of a Metroidvania that's pretty good.
Cave
Story's good.
So yes, there's options, and you don't have to spend $40 on an Activision cash-in.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be $40. I thought it was like a downloadable title or something.
I don't think so. Because it was listed on, I think it was first listed on, what was it? On retailers, wasn't it?
Really? Oh, jeez.
That is going to be a right stinker then.
That makes the, especially thing that it might be a stinker, yeah.
Yeah, it was listed on New Egg, release date of October 28th for $40.
Oh, and it's coming out in a month. Just over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, not that you folks are huge on it to begin with, but this isn't helping. Yeah.
Hey, man, if there was a good Turtles game, I would play it.
Yeah, there just aren't any.
Oh yeah, I would too. Like I said, this is the fifth one.
I could still play
Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time.
That's not reshelled. Never reshelled. But to kind of end this week on a good news from the industry, and even great news from Activision, Destiny upgrade bonus. If you buy Destiny digitally on your PS3 or 360. You get to upgrade for free for the PS4 and Xbox One version of your respective console. So you can't buy a PS3 version and upgrade to an Xbox One version or vice versa. But
it's only for a limited time.
It's still a great deal. It goes to the start of next year. I think it ends January 15th.
No, I disagree with you, actually. I don't think this is a good deal at all. And I'll tell you why, right? This is how it should be anyway.
It should be.
It should be free all the time anyway.
I disagree. I think it should have been that way at launch. If you had bought Assassin's Creed, you should have gotten an upgrade for free. But I think it's a great thing they're doing. I think, especially for somebody like me now, if I buy it, I might buy it digitally in case I get an Xbox One or PS4 within, Christmas time. I can upgrade. And it's basically getting two copies of the game for $60.
Also, they're not just doing that for the game itself, but also if you get any of the DLC or the expansions, that also carries over.
Your stats carry over. So as far as I know, you can jump back and forth between the two versions.
Oh yeah, you can play with your character because all of that is saved on their servers.
As far as I'm aware, you can buy copies on all four platforms, and you'll be able to play the same character across them all because it's all.
That I don't know.
I didn't know because
if you redeem codes, if you redeem the codes, you get those items on all platforms. So
that's true, but I'm not sure about the characters. But anyway, I agree with all. I think that's a great thing.
It's a great thing only comparatively. It should be just a standard thing anyway.
We shouldn't poo-poo it, right?
It's nice to have somebody do something that benefits you to the consumer with no strings or attachments whatsoever. It's not like, oh, you have to buy this and then do this. There's no hoops to jump through. You activate it on your 360. It doesn't work backwards, which makes sense. Like, you can't buy an Xbox One version and get the 360 version. But
you'd have to be a fucking idiot to do that.
Well, I mean, not really. Because again, as long as you got both copies, it wouldn't matter. But for them, it's mostly to get people to upgrade. For me, it's just I had a friend who was getting it for the Xbox One. I'm just like, okay, now you can get it for the 360. You can play with us, and then when you want the fancy graphics, you can go up there and you can play your own version while we wait on decide what we're going to get. But yeah, it's a good deal. I mean, the only thing is you might be able to find both of them cheaper physically in a couple of weeks. But yeah. I'm not going to say anything bad about this because it's a great deal for consumers.
What do you expect from Bungie? Bungie are cool. They're the best company in the world.
Yeah, but Activision could have ixnayed this. Because it's not like Activision offers this for Call of Duty or anything like that.
No, I guess.
So yeah, is there anything else we missed?
We missed Get Out of Hell. Get Out of Hell got announced.
Well, we talked about that last week.
No, but it was last week.
Oh, did you talk about it last week? Okay.
Yeah, because it came out at Gas.
I want to talk about the Ono thing.
Oh, wait. But before we get to that, there was one thing we did miss, and this isn't really... But in relation to Destiny, Microsoft also announced if you buy an Xbox One this week, you're able to get any retail game for free. So, you know, your best bet if you're looking to buy an Xbox One, it's probably to pick up the Madden bundle for $400 and get a game for free. And if you don't like Madden, you can sell back to a store. I think it's a physical game.
We just had a deal that you could get Xbox One free games for $2.99.
Or you could buy PS4 and then you won't have to get an Xbox One. That's the best deal.
that's what all you people do.
But for us who still consider Microsoft somewhat of a competition, it's a good deal. I mean, yes, there's probably better deals, and I would still wait until Black Friday. But I think, you know, something like an officially sanctioned deal like this is probably easier to get the word out than a store that has it for a week or has it online. Because, as you know, there are people like us who probably will hound these deals down, but most people won't hear about it. With this, you'll probably see it, and I don't know if people still get sick, because I don't read the newspaper that often anymore, but I assume they're probably in the ads and stuff like that. And I guess on that note, it was also kind of leaked, I don't know if they've officially announced it, that we're getting the Super Smash Bros. 3DS over here as well in sometime this month. So yeah, there's that. Martin, you have
something... And it doesn't support Circle Pack... which is dumb.
Well, no, you mean the game doesn't support CirclePad Pro.
Yeah.
The system still does.
The game doesn't. Yeah, which is stupid. Because it supports the C-Stick on the fucking new 3DSs, but not fucking CirclePad Pro.
Yeah, well, you better buy a new 3DS then.
Yeah, fuck off. And then, I mean, I know you probably spoke about that this week, but that really gets on my fucking tits. I hate that.
It's just a small thing.
Why do you dislike the new 3DS? Aside from
why do I dislike the new 3DS? Because they fucking number one. It's called the new 3DS. Which
I said
is aside
from the name. I think we all kind of agree the name's stupid.
Right. Number two, it's a 3DS, but it plays games that my 3DS can't. Oh fuck you! You know you fuck you. Every 42 million people that bought a 3DS already. Screw you! If you want to play Zelda Blade, then you're just gonna have to give us more money. Fuck off.
I'm gonna say. Wait and see on that, right. Because that was the same thing with the DSi. And
Nintendo have already said that they've got more games in development for...
Well, that thing also had more games in development, and it was like 5.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is what... Somebody said this to me, and I was like, you know what, though? Is the fucking DSi didn't get a port from a Wii game, though, did it?
That's the thing. Which would make it even... I would imagine that would make it less insulting, because it's a game you can already play elsewhere. Much better, too. I guess my thing is, I'm just thinking, it's 4 years, which is about the typical lifespan for a handheld. I guess... Because, I mean, if they announce a new handheld, you'd have to go through this as well.
If it's a new handheld, I wouldn't be as fucking annoyed because,
but it is
like,
a new
at least they're not, at least yeah, they're not it's pretending it's the same thing, you know? Like,
but they are
it's
pretending
the same
it's the same
thing. Oh yeah, but it only plays more games that you can't. Yeah, screw you. You know?
But yeah, it's not the first time they've done this. We've said
they're just gonna say oh, here's a new Metroid game for 3DS, and I'm like, yes, and they're like, oh yeah, but not on those old ones. They.
I don't see them doing that. Like, I don't see them doing that with the major games. Like, if anything, I can see them doing, like, oh, this game's going
to
be...
And anyway, the point I was trying to make originally was that it supports the C-Stick. Smash Brothers on 3DS supports the C-Stick on the new 3DS, but for some reason it doesn't support the Circle Pad Pro. Like, that would be a good way to shift fucking units of that, but if the option's there, fucking support it, you know?
I think they just want people to buy the Wii U version. I think the 3DS version is just a phone they're selling people at this point.
The whole Frankenstick thing has been badly supported by Nintendo to begin with, to be honest.
Well, to be fair, I think I said this when it was announced. The Frankenstick was never for Nintendo. It was always for Capcom. It was always for Monster.
Yeah, and then it was so not for Nintendo, they decided to fucking chuck it into a new redesign of the 3DS anyway.
Yeah, but that's the OE edition they made to the new 3DS.
Yeah, but my point was more like even the games that the Nintendo games that did support it didn't support properly. Like for example, Kid Icarus.
Is Kid Icarus the only Nintendo game that supports it, or am I?
I'm not even sure at this point.
I think it's the only one that.
I don't understand why they would throw the Circle Pad Pro into a redesign if they weren't going to release games that used it.
I think, again, kind of for third parties, because most Nintendo games don't use dual analog.
There aren't any fucking most third-party games don't use the Circle Pad Pro.
Yeah,
Monster Hunter.
Well, yeah,
the only thing that counts.
Two games.
The only thing that counts, Monster Hunter.
Yeah, and like I said, it was the reason. It's the same reason that they did the Pro Controller on the Wii U. It's not really for them. They don't use it that often. Like, they use it, but it's not their primary device. It's just to appease people who want to have this thing. And if the Circle Pad Pro being merged into the 3DS was the only new edition, I would agree with you. But it's like they're just revamping a lot of stuff, and this happens to be part of it. And again, I think it's partially to run Monster Hunter. Like, it's people are rumored. And that Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate is going to have like an enhanced 3D, new 3DS capabilities, like sharper graphics and ability to control with the dual analogs. Or I don't even want to call it dual analogs because they're not the same thing. But yeah, we shall see. Anyhow, Ono. Dims. New
oh,
fighting.
Right. Ono said on Twitter that they are working on Dims. So Capcom with Ono is working with Dims on a new fighting game, and they are hiring people. So that means a new fighting game is coming from Capcom. So they're actually making games for new consoles, I would assume.
You would assume.
I'm just surprised they didn't. I'm surprised they just didn't port Ultra.
That is surprising.
It was an easy thing to do. You port the PC version down. Right?
Well,
easy. You should have just ported Ultra, and people would have bought that en masse.
I guess the other thing, though, is, like, if there's, like, when do you think this project is? Like, this sounds like, it, at best, it's 2016. If they're just...
Yeah, well, it's going to take some time if they're still hiring.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You say Capcom's making games, but it's like, yeah, they're just... It's going to make 3 years into the generation before
yeah,
they
but you know, you know, game. Fighting game people, they just... They want to know, you know... Well, I know something's coming.
Yeah, I think it's cool that it's coming. It's just the question is what is coming. I think a lot of people probably wanted to be Darkstalkers, but at this point, I don't think we're getting a Darkstalkers.
I imagine
the safer bet is probably Street Fighter V.
Yeah, that would be my bet as well.
Really? Would it be because they just released an expansion to 4 that they said that they would never do anyway?
Yeah. Also, it's like the most popular tournament game and stuff like that. So yeah.
I'm pretty sure
Street Fighter V.
It also helped that they co-developed Street Fighter 4, so that would be that they would.
I mean, I wouldn't be unhappy about Street Fighter 5. I love Street Fighter, so.
Yeah, maybe it's Street Fighter X Tekken 2. Maybe they really want to rub it.
No.
That they got two out before Namco could get the first one out. But yes, I think that should do it for us this week. Unless you folks have anything else to talk about.
No.
So there is nothing scheduled for this week as far as press conferences or news goes. But there is Destiny, and I can imagine a lot of people are going to pick up Destiny. So we will be back. Well, not
I. You're going to buy Destiny and then figure out that it doesn't work for 2 days.
I'm kind of curious about that.
Don't do this to me now. Don't kill my dream.
Which means it happens to every MMO.
I know.
To Diablo.
Still.
It happens to every Battlefield game.
I mean, the beta was...
Shut up!
We'll see. Maybe they'll be better than Activision. It's going to be interesting because they made sure they gave reviewers review copies starting Monday, so they'll go through the same thing the rest of us are going through.
Yeah, which is actually not correct. Some people got their review copies earlier.
Yeah, but they don't work.
That's true.
So, you know.
That defeats the purpose.
Yeah. I'm really glad that they made the right decision this time, which is to say we're not turning the servers on until everyone can get access to the game. Because it means that the review that we'll get won't be another, SimCity or Battlefield 4, yeah.
We shall see.
So that's cool. Well, I don't like Activision, I'm not Activision's best fan, but I think they're treating Destiny right. Apart from the pre-order bonus that you get if you pre-order both Destiny and Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, that's kind of a dick move.
But thank God that's something so irrelevant.
Yeah, and that's like the worst thing. Like, there could be a lot worse things that they could be doing, you know?
We should be thankful that that's the thing they...
If anything, more internal Bungie politics has gone wrong than anything to do with Activision, which is, you know... That's
kind of
cool.
I do like the point that we've reached where it's like, as long as they're not dicking us over, we're A-okay. But we will be back
next... that's all we need from anybody, like, just don't dick us over, you know?
We will be back next week with all the exciting Destiny impressions and more. So for Martin, Daniel, and myself, this has been Dual Wielding episode 153.